This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. Can you smell what Big Papa Squid is got cooking today? We are back with Tailgate at Home. The Morning Shift Edition 2025, 5 years later, we're firing the smokers back up. I am Big Papa Squid. He's the All-American National Champion. One-time Atlanta Falcon, Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And she is our resident vegan, Miss Atlanta Baseball, the founder and leader of Allie's Army, Allie Mack. And there's a dial-line thrown in the mix somewhere. And with our forces combined, we are the Morning Shift.
Dang.
Hello, people.
The dial-line thrown in the mix, that was the that felt like the comment from a few years back where it's like these the tomato and the salad.
Oh, no.
Dial-line, just kind of eat the tomato and the salad. This is the way Bo just made him feel. I can see the look on his face. There's a look of disappointment.
I'm just the stuff that people pick out the salad.
Hold on, Dylan. Some people love tomatoes or tomatoes, whichever one they say.
I always buy
salads.
Those pre-made kits, and I'm like, I can do without the olives. You know what I mean? Like, I can do without the olives.
Well, Bo, I know we're going to get into exactly what you're cooking later on, but is it a little bit strange to be grilling at 6:04 in the morning?
Yeah. Actually, no.
I live this life.
Allie, as you will get to know as we continue to tell you at home and I do a longer smoke, I actually, maybe it is because I'm normally firing up the grill around midnight, the smoker, and doing a smoke. So, no, it's not. And I've done it before. When we did at home back in the day, mm-hmm. I would want the meat to be done later in the afternoon, like at night, and so I would fire it up a little bit earlier than this. But I'm normally at 6 in the morning getting up and just checking the meat. Today, I was throwing it on. So
Gotcha. Well, there's a lot of things to cover. We had a lot of updates since last time we were in this studio, so let's go around the room for those headlines that we're going to talk about today. Mike, what's yours?
Why can't we have nice things, man? You know what? I would have almost rather been swept yesterday than see the injury report that we had coming off that thing. It's just, it's brutal. It's just absolutely brutal. I don't even know what else to say about it.
That's fair. Bo, what's yours?
That was a synopsis, not a headline, and I had the similar headline. Much like Thanos, when asked what winning one of three cost the Braves, Brian Snitker responded with, everything.
Dylan?
That's actually a really good pull. I'm impressed as an MCU nerd. I like that. Knicks in seven. Knicks in seven.
Here we Knicks in seven. Son. I knew something was coming like that. This guy right here.
Well, we're going to cover, you know, the Georgia kickoff times that have been released at 6:20. Get a check-in on Bo's tailgate at home. Grilling in the 6 a.m. hour. Only on 92.9 The Game is where you're going to find that. We've also got the NBA playoffs, as Dylan alluded to. We're going to get an update on that at 6:40, along with my rookie report later this hour. But we do have to talk about that doubleheader yesterday. Can we just skip the first game, move on to the second?
No. No, unfortunately not. Yeah, you know what, I don't want to skip it, to be honest with you, Allie and Bo. I think you'll probably agree with this. There was a lot of good things.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, you racked up 13 hits. Now, your first extra base hit didn't come, you know, till later in the game. And obviously, you know, that's one of the paralyzing things about that first game. But I don't want to gloss it over because I feel like the Braves actually did have good at-bats. It's just it's sick to stomach not only the way they lost but who they lost in the process.
Well, let's talk about the loss first, and we'll get to the – What was ultimately lost in this game. Not sure why Ozzie Albies took it on himself to steal there at that moment late in the game in the ninth. But then I thought you had four really good at-bats to follow, you know, like with Ozuna and then Olsen and then Sean Murphy and then Eli White is robbed. I'm sorry, wasn't a strike. let me tell you something right now. If a guy can't hit the freaking strike zone, you don't get borderline calls. And that wasn't even a borderline call. That was a frame job. And I mean frame as in the catch, you know, the catcher frames that. It's a terrible pitch. It's a terrible called strike. And no, it was not too close to call. When you don't hit the strike zone, you don't get the benefit of the borderline strike. And but the problem was for me, it wasn't even borderline. That's the biggest deal. That's the biggest irk I have in that. And I'm not going to whine about it. You had plenty of opportunities to win that game, but that really chaps me.
Well, obviously, it changed the trajectory of that game. We don't know what would have happened if that ball had been called the right way. But, you know, we get gifts on both sides, but it is so extreme when it does just change the outcome like that. It just sits in your stomach. You're like, wait. What? Yeah. How can that be?
I don't know. I have trouble leaning too hard on the missed call. I mean, it's the last pitch of the game. You know what I mean?
And it wasn't even close, though, Mike. I get you're right, but it wasn't even close. How do you?
I'm going to agree to disagree, and I know that we don't like when we play devil's advocate, especially when it comes to Philadelphia Phillies. But I'm going to agree to disagree. I don't think it was that far off. You know, and honestly, I saw some screen grabs from like the MLB app and things like that that actually also look at the strike zone, and it was like touching the strike zone on those apps. And it's frustrating. I know it's frustrating. I have a hard time coming down to one pitch at the end and be like, well, they screwed us. Like, I also, and this probably isn't a popular opinion with you either, I don't mind the fact that Ozzie Albies stole. He got thrown out on a perfect catch, perfect throw, perfect tag, or else he would have been safe. I love the aggression on the base pass. When you have a team that has 13 hits, but the first extra base one didn't come till what, the freaking eighth inning, I don't mind it. Like, let's get on second. Let's stay out of the double play. Let's get it to where a single ties things up.
I mind it when it was rogue. I don't like guys going rogue. Not.
That he was rogue. That's not.
Brian Snitker said he did not call.
Okay, that doesn't mean there. That Ozzie didn't already have the green light, which he obviously did.
He said he ran on his own. That's going rogue. I'm sorry. That's what it means.
That's not what it means.
That is.
It means I didn't signal it in. It doesn't mean I told him he couldn't do it.
Let me tell you something. That's Brian Snitker saying he went rogue. Brian Snitker is never going to say he did something on his own unless he absolutely did it on his own.
Brian Snitker.
He always takes up for his players. I've been around with this team. He always takes up for his players. He said he stole on his own. That means he went rogue.
I think it was a little out of character for Snitker to say that, to come forward and say that.
I mean, that's fair. But, I mean, what are we in? Year 7 for Ozzie Albies and Brian Snitker? It's probably a conversation you should have if you're Brian Snitker in that case.
Ozzie has been good the last 15 to 16 games. But, no, don't look. I would take my chances with Riley, Ozuna, Olsen. And then, you know, if Murphy gets up there, he did. Like, but you're right. I mean, we're Michael Harris had it in a play that actually was the only reason why they had a chance to win the game at the end with one of the greatest catches you'll ever see, ever.
Yeah.
And then the A.J. Smith-Shawver stuff is just icing on the top of – I'm not even mad. I'm just sick to my stomach about him.
Well, it's really upsetting. So if you look back at it, he got hit in the ankle, correct?
Yes.
And then
heel, ankle, somewhere in there. Achilles.
Right. Foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foot. And then he threw another pitch, but it was Spencer Strider that ran over and said something was off.
Yeah.
And they all ran out to the mound, see what's going on. And everybody was like trying to speculate, what did he say, reading his lips. And you could see AJ say, I felt a pop.
Ugh. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was like, did he feel a pop in the ankle? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're watching it going, what just happened right there? Because it all happened like within, you know, what, two pitches of each other. And then he says, hey, stay back in the dugout. I'm fine. I can stay in. I can get you one more out. And I'm sitting there going, if you were to pop in your elbow, that's probably not it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And this is a guy that came out, and I think maybe the first inning threw like 100. You know, you're like, man, this guy's he's letting it go. And then at the end, like you said, you have the issue, and then all of a sudden it's 94, and you're like, okay, something's off. But, yeah, to have it come out and say, you know, it was an elbow issue, it just makes you sick, to Bo's point.
Well, and everyone's saying today it's probably going to result in Tommy John. We don't have updates on that yet, but he was flying back to Atlanta during that game after he was pulled out.
Well, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but a guy feels a pop in his elbow. Normally the next step is Tommy John or the brace surgery, and it just sucks.
Yeah, especially sucks when you hear Brian Snicker say, hey, it doesn't look good.
Right,
you're like,
right,
okay,
right.
Cool.
Well, what really sucks is a guy, a young pitcher, who bounced around a couple years ago, came up last year, then had an injury, if I'm not mistaken, went down. We didn't see him the rest of the year. Comes in a playoff game, gets shelled. Absolutely shelled in San Diego. And then you don't know what's going to happen. Then he comes out of spring training and he's okay. And they send him down to work on some stuff, and he comes back and the guy is like it just boom, the light clicked. And he was having a decent outing again. I mean, you know, that's a tough lineup that Philadelphia throws out there. And now you're just you're not going to see him for 15 months.
Yeah.
And then you add on that. I mean, this is the second starting pitcher we'll lose for the season.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate. On the other side, I did want to bring this up. Christopher Sanchez was the starting pitcher for the other team in game number one, and we'll obviously get to game number two throughout the show. But did Christopher Sanchez vote? Is there not a sprinkle of David Price to this guy's game? Like, I'm not saying he pitches at that level or, you know, is going to burn out the way David Price did at any point, but I'm watching his windup, watching his delivery, and he just looks like that young David Price.
Man, I haven't heard.
It had so much promise, you know.
I haven't heard that name.
Yeah.
And David Price, you guys remember Vanderbilt product?
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't heard that name in a while. I hope that he doesn't, for his sake, not Philadelphia people, but for his sake, I hope that he doesn't.
David Price was like Cy Young-esque for like 3 years, and then he was just gone.
Well, Dontrell Willis is another name that comes to mind.
Oh, man, good pull, yeah.
That just was there, and then poof. Gone. And I think a lot of people remember the freak out in San Francisco, but he had a lot longer career than we realized.
I was gonna say he won what, two or three Cy Youngs.
Yeah, but his career, it's just that they burn out so quickly.
Yeah, they did.
It feels like pitchers are like stars these days, even though, you know, they're shooting stars. We don't realize they've been around for millions of years. They just flame out quickly. And part of it's how hard they throw and they don't pitch anymore. They just throw. And I think the other part is year-round baseball as kids. I think year-round baseball for young kids is the worst thing in the world. I can't stand travel ball that plays year-round, but that's I'll probably have half the city and country coming after me after that one. But
you'll
definitely
have half of Cobb County.
Yeah,
yeah, seriously.
Well, don't forget Emerson, Georgia now with the facility they got up there. But I just don't think it's great for kids. I really don't.
Yeah. There's definitely a different, unique way of pitching nowadays. It just was not a thing when I was younger.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.